It takes a while for anybody to reach the pinnacle of their profession. For Mike Molinsky, it took 16 seasons to go from his first Major League Baseball umpiring game in this small select group of baseball umpires to an even smaller sample size, an MLB umpire who's worked the World Series. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to give and help keep the show. The 44-year-old Mike Molinsky is back with me on Sports and Commentary from his home out in Tacoma, Washington. All right, first World Series after all these years. What a thrill. Did you have a chance, Mike, to, you know, pause and kind of create some memories that'll live on in your life from this first World Series experience?
I think so. I think the games themselves kind of blur together, except for like the highlight moments of the big home run to tie a game, or the go ahead, or the nice plays. Like, the games themselves like seem to play pretty crisp and pretty clean. So there are those snapshot moments of the actual on the field stuff, and then there's also snapshot moments of like talking with the crew and being around. I mean, Ted Barrett's, this was his fifth, Alfonso's fourth, Tommy's second, I think it was Ron's second or third, and then you got three guys that were also Dan and Chris and myself that were working their first World Series. So that different snapshot or different memory that I pulled from the World Series as far as talking through them or talking to those guys through what was to be expected or how do you prepare differently. So on the field, in the locker room, and then the fact of, like, I had my family with me for games one and two, and then I had my brother-in-law and another group of really close brothers that came down to Atlanta, and then I had a third group of guys with my other brother down in Houston. Like, that, those snapshot memories of being able to celebrate with them, enjoy the working the World Series with them, having my wife and kids there after game one was a big deal. So it's broken up into that segmented type of World Series for me. And all of them are just like family, huge, preparation, huge, what the Braves and the Astros did during the sixth game, huge. And all of them just have their own sort of unique picture and memory that go with those three parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you've said, umpires have to get it right every time. You got to be perfect on the field, right? No foul-ups, no mistakes. But none of us, Mike, can live up to that in God's universe. All have sinned, as the Bible says. So how did you come to understand that Jesus paid for your sin with his own life and then gave you his righteousness?
I think it's just the understanding of what Christ had done for me in my life, and for all of us. But once I understood that, and I understood what God had called us as men to do in our lives, as far as like, you know, go out and get yourself your own place and get a job and find a woman who loves Jesus and raise kids in that love. I think the understanding and really seeing the true greatness and the true definition of what God's grace is made my life so much easier. And there's just no way. And I know you've done a couple of interviews with Ted Barrett. I had, you know, my locker right next to him during the World Series. In walking off the field after working the plate in game six, and for Ted Barrett to, for him and I to embrace each other, to hug, and for him to say, you can't tell me that you didn't feel the power of the Holy Spirit running through you as you just did what you did. You can't say that you just, that, 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 that power is not real. And he's 100% correct.
Yeah.
But I think what made my life easier early on in my career was, going back to what I said, is when I understood the depth to which our Lord and Savior loved me, but what he asks of me as far as you can't just hide that love now. Now I want you to take it, and I want you to spread that, and I want you to keep being a disciple for me. Like, that's what I'm commanding you to do, and doing that through my family, through guys that I work with, through guys that I come in contact with, that has been the key to what I feel has been a successful career.
Mike, I'm glad you mentioned Ted Barrett, because ironically, we had Ted on at the start of the season talking about baseball, how it's changed because of COVID, and his long history of umpiring, and certainly his faith. He is just a deep man of God. And now, here at the end of the season, we get you on the show. So both you guys worked the 2021 World Series, Braves and Astros. I tell you what, we need to pause here. I'd like to have you return for a final episode of Sports and Commentary, and let's roll it back to the seeds of this umpiring story for how you got into this very unique select group. Mike Malinsky, 44 years of age, from Tacoma, Washington, on Sports and Commentary. We'll talk to you later. God bless you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.